And we are recording, and this is Road Clips number 4? Quattro?
Quattro?
Quattro. And, okay, so, we were actually planning, and I can't believe it's Friday already, we were planning on doing Road Clips earlier, and then the week caught up with us, and I don't know what the fuck happened, honestly.
Well, plus last week was Easter recess for the kids, so.
Yeah, and our son was home.
There,
I don't know what we're gonna do.
In the morning.
I don't know what we're gonna do first over the summer. Holy shit! Now I can understand when I was younger and I saw those back to school commercials, and
the
woman going through the shopping with all like the school supplies, and it was singing the "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year"
from
Christmas, well, but wasn't it was back like to school. I can understand
Target
that.
Last year, the mom was like, "I don't give a fuck if this thing says microwave on it. I'm gonna buy the teacher a microwave."
Oh, that's because all the parents were bitching like, "Oh, you need this and you need that and all these supplies for the schools."
Right.
And the woman was going through Target. She's like, "You're taking my kids for 8 hours of the day. I don't give a shit what you need.
If this thing says a microwave, I'm buying it."
You want a toaster? Here, have a toaster. I'll give you whatever the fuck you want.
Hell yeah.
You want 5,000 pencils? I'll get you 5,000 fucking pencils.
Shit.
Which is true. I mean, there's so many schools that, yeah, some schools that have the money for it and the budget, they don't need that many supplies. But a lot of the schools, that shit comes out of the teacher's pocket.
Oh, yeah.
They, you know, so whatever you can spend, the whatever, to help them out.
Well, look at last year. I mean, we had to buy Kleenexes and shit for when Anthony went to school. And
this year. It was this school year.
Oh, it was this year.
Yeah. I buy Kleenexes and
Clorox. Yeah, we bought like a dozen boxes, like here.
Yeah, especially when he's sick, then.
Yeah.
You know, I know they're wiping my kid's nose, so, I'm going to buy him a 3-pack of goddamn tissues.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
So, we're actually on our way back from the range, and it was the shittiest, just ultimate shitty, crappiest range time for me that I've had in a long time. Just a freaking long time.
I was counting X's.
You know what? It's gonna be like that little duck hunt where that carnival duck that when you hit it, it goes back and forth. That'll be like Anthony right now with the.
Oh, I don't know, man. I'm really, really shooting well with this. What is it? What the hell am I shooting with? The True Glow detonator. I really like that single hook release. It shoots really, really well. I can get my hand and everything real tight up to my face and. You know,
what's tied up to your face?
My hand. And that's the thing I've noticed with like yours right now, because you keep saying like you feel like your anchor point's all screwy and whatever, and I'm starting to think it really is the release you're shooting, just because how long it is from the fingers to the head of the release.
Yeah, but I switched with my stinger, and I was actually like shooting really well with my stinger. I don't know.
I think your stinger was actually probably slightly shorter, maybe in draw length. I don't know. It might have been maybe a quarter of an inch shorter, because right now when you're shooting with the Edge 4,
mm-hmm.
when you compare how you shoot with your stinger to compare how you shoot with the Evolve 35, even though your draw length was set for 26 on both. Your arm is actually fully collapsed for your back arm.
I feel like I'm really far back.
Yeah, and your forearm is sitting on your bicep, which it's not supposed to be.
I feel like I need to be.
That's why I think, I don't know, maybe you should try and go back to the detonator
and see how you
do with it. And then, because it has that adjustable head, so I can really shorten it so you can get that nice tight finger wrap around it.
Yeah.
And then you could have an actual follow through instead of your arm just staying there.
The string is still closer where it needs to be, isn't it?
The string's right where it's supposed to be.
Okay. Then it's my release. I need to get something shorter.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Maybe we'll switch you back to the, you know.
What about the,
What?
The one, lately, it's the one that Dudley uses. It's the, it looks like a little ring. And,
The Carter's?
I'm motioning like you people can fucking see me. it's basically, I think it's like a two-finger.
Yeah. It's still the same type of release, really. It's just it's
no, but
shorter.
It seems that it's like basically where you're holding is like right where the string is, or maybe that's because
it's a little bit in front. It's
big.
Right. No, well, no. He's got two versions of all the releases now.
I can't remember.
He's got
which
the regular
was,
and he's got the mini, because obviously normal people are not going to have hands like the size of John or myself, the fucking lunch boxes that I have. So now he makes a mini version, which a lot of the other companies are doing too. Stan released a bunch of mini versions.
Mm-hmm.
Carter's released a bunch of mini versions. It's so that, you know, a woman like you doesn't have to use the same exact release as a person like me who wears a size 12 wedding ring.
Right. I'm going to have to probably maybe look
mitts.
For a release like that. Maybe
right.
We're going to have to... I don't know, but I'll try the other... Going back to the other release I was using for a while.
Yeah, the detonator.
Yeah, and...
If we have to, we can get a second one. I found them for cheap, so I'm sure I can get another one.
Well... Let me try it. Let me see. Let me do like a round or two. See if I can feel a difference right off the bat. Because
right.
I think I'll feel it real quick.
Probably. Well, right now, you got to remember, I have the head extended as far out as it can go because of me.
Yeah.
So.
I was all over the place today, though. I couldn't keep my front arm straight. I kept feeling like it was dropping.
Right.
My back arm couldn't, I couldn't get that spot that you sit in. I don't know. It felt like all
out
of whack.
That's because you were fully locked. I mean, your elbow was, your forearm was against your bicep completely. You couldn't pull back any farther.
Yeah.
So, you were very, very, like, off today. And that's what I said to you the last time when you shot it, that I thought the True Fire's head was too long. On the head.
Might be. Because we can't adjust, we can't make the draw length shorter.
No, you are at the limit. Only if you got a Evolve 31, then you can go to like a 25.
Right, I'm on that borderline.
Yeah, you're a 20, you're right between technically a 25 and a half and a 26. So, but your Stinger was set to 26, and that's why we said, all right, you'll just make it for the Evolve.
Right.
You know.
I'm on that cusp.
Yes.
I'm on the cusp with shoes, too. I'm on a boy's size 6.5. It's like the cusp of men's and
boys.
Oh,
yeah, that's where I switch from boys to men's, yes.
Or the shitty man.
Yep.
That's like, you can't really... You're on that borderline. You can go either way, but sometimes they don't really accommodate.
Oh, shit happens.
Yeah, well, you know. So, that was my fucking day. And we're at Dunkin' Donuts, and Tweedledee is taking this sweet-ass time.
Whatever. At least this Dunkin' Donuts by the archery range has never, ever fucked our order up yet.
Yes, they have.
When?
When I get no cheese.
Oh, yeah, you're saying... That's because you're the only fucking person that doesn't like bacon, egg, and cheese. You're the fucking oddball.
No, I like different cheeses. Just because I don't like the one cheese out of how many different cheeses... Doesn't mean like I'm an oddball. And American is a American cheese is not really. It's like a made in a laboratory cheese flavor. It's not a an actual
made in a laboratory cheese.
Yeah,
flavor?
you got like mozzarella. It's got a
it's
nice flavor to it.
It's fucking cheese. It's not made
plastic.
In a laboratory. Maybe yellow American because I have to dye this shit because it's normally white.
Yeah. Why can't it be white cheese?
I don't know.
Why is it gonna be yellow?
I have no idea. Good luck trying to find standard white American cheese. I think it's so they could tell it apart, to be honest.
Yeah, try using that with people, and that doesn't go over too well.
No.
I think the last time they tried doing that, they tried putting badges on people, and people got kind of irritated.
Put badges on people?
Talking about the
oh,
the World
oh, gotcha,
War.
yes. Nazi reference. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah. He tried that and people didn't like that too well.
No. Well, they don't like when you start killing everybody neither, so.
No, that's not a good thing either. Oh, mobile.
Oh, barbecue. That is a big-ass grill on the back of that shit, too.
Oh, God. My husband can't do any multitasking at all. He's looking at a car next to us, a mobile barbecuing truck, and we almost go into the wall because he can't.
No, we're also in the construction zone, so I apologize.
Don't blame it on the construction zone. The lane is exactly the same size as it would be as if those Mexicans weren't working on the side of us either way. And white people.
Oh, Jesus.
And Indians. No, Indians aren't in construction.
No, they're the engineers. I guess.
Okay. I don't know. But, yeah, no, I'm just, I just irritated altogether at that. But, I guess you can't have a good day every day. And we didn't shoot in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it was over 2 weeks,
yeah. Spring break and whatnot.
They really got to finish paving this highway. My God, it goes from quiet to loud, quiet to loud.
Yeah, but the noise doesn't really pick up on the recording too much.
Yeah, thankfully.
Which is good.
The guys in the forum have helped me a lot with being able to cut
and,
it out.
Yeah, and I know because we've been talking about how some people don't think that we're actually driving and doing this. Like we went somewhere and
oh, if I turn the noise gate off, you'll know we're driving.
Yeah, no, we are driving right now, and we could do it because since there's two of us. You know, the one driving is driving, and then obviously the passenger is controlling.
The one that's driving is driving? You need to explain which one was driving?
No, I mean, like, you're not driving and controlling a mic is what I'm saying.
Oh, no. I literally just have my headset on.
Yeah.
You have the recorder in your hand.
Yes, I've learned how to operate it.
Oh, you learned how to press the record button. Woo! Oh, shit.
Listen, I've come a long way.
Yeah, that is true.
I've definitely come a long way.
Before you'd ask me how to turn it on.
Yeah, I did. I did. That was the first one. And, so I wanted to mention this in our last episode that we did. But it's funny because I had to get cut off because I can kind of talk and ramble on. And the ceiling, and it reminded me because we were at the range and I was looking up at it. The ceiling arrows. So, if you go to an indoor range, you gotta just take a look at the ceiling at one point or another. Because you might have them, you might not, I don't know. But the other day we were looking up for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know what made us look up. But I saw, I saw like pieces of the insulation that you put in ceilings on the floor. And I'm like, well, what the hell?
Yep.
Why is it in the middle of a range? I mean, there's nothing else going on. And I look up and there's an arrow in the ceiling, and I look around, and there's like 5 or 6 of them in the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our range is what, 28 lanes across? The one we go to?
30.
No, I think it's 28 on our side that we shoot on.
I thought it was like 34.
No.
Anyway,
well, I think the other side, whatever.
It's
near 30.
So, but they also do a lot of like, they get kids shoot there and everything, and you know, they do, they do the ceiling pulls.
Yeah,
where
they
point everything to the ceiling.
The sky
and they pull
draw.
It. Yeah, the sky draw. The ceiling pull, sky draw. Well, sky draw if you're outside, ceiling pull if you're indoors, I guess.
You still point it towards the sky.
Yeah, but you're hitting ceiling.
Could you imagine
first.
If I sky draw the inertia? It would go clean through a tin roof. It would blow an FMJ right through a tin roof.
That's if that roof is tin.
It's a fucking commercial building. Of course it's tin.
You assume it's tin. You've seen Stranger Things. Don't
yeah,
you?
That is true.
Don't
we've
ever.
We've actually
assume.
Been in buildings that had tin roofs that were coated in concrete.
So yeah, if you're ever in your indoor range, you should take a look up at the ceiling. But yeah, that
an easy way to get thrown out of a range.
Well, if they're kids and they're learning and they, you know, they're holding the trigger and everything, but there are some that were. So you got your line where you're shooting from, your shooting line, and from there, you look up at some of these arrows, and I don't know how they got the angle on them. Because it's at an angle that if you're going farther away and it's going upward, it's kind of like, you can see the angle of, it was still going forward, it wasn't like going straight up.
Mm-hmm.
But it was almost like right above where the shooting line is.
But the only thing I can figure, to be honest, is like, you know, like when you first started, how I told you to keep your finger behind the trigger on a wrist rocket.
Yeah.
Maybe their finger's on the front and they try to get that last bit of momentum and they close their hand and it sets the release off.
Yeah, but it's weird because I feel like it should be at a steeper angle in the ceiling. It's weird.
Well,
I don't know, but we
deflected.
Saw some of those, what was it, the one weekend we were there. And because on the weekend we see more people, during the week we run into like one or two of the same old guys that go there,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And shoot. And during the weekend there was a couple kids, I say teenagers. It seems like they had to have been teenagers. Remember the ones shooting the recurves?
The ones that
he kept shooting the back wall, like,
yeah, yeah.
Way above the top. The kid was, they have double targets set up. So you got one row on the bottom and then the row sitting on top of it. And the kid was, like, shooting the back wall a lot. I mean, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, as he was pulling back, I don't know. A compound, you're using a release and you hit the trigger, but, oh my God, here's the sentence of the day. Is words are hard.
Don't forget, words are hard, Banjer.
God damn it. I can't get my sentence together right now. I swear to God.
I think that has become the group's entire saying when no one could talk.
Shooting a recurve, so he has to physically open his hand. That's what I'm trying to spit out. Right. You have to physically open your hand to do this. So I don't understand the concept of... There's no accident of just physically opening your hand. I could see you hitting the trigger because they're not holding it right, but...
I don't think he... I don't know. To me, shooting a recurve, I mean, yes, obviously it takes skill and, it's instinct shooting and...
I'm not saying it's not.
But the problem is that people automatically do the one thing immediately. If you've never shot a recurve, like the first thing I told you was don't look at the tip of the arrow.
Right.
You know, and that's the first thing a lot of people do when they shoot a recurve is they like, okay, I'm going to aim using the tip of the arrow. And most of the time when you do that, like Aaron from Kafaru, he said flat out, he knows when he shoots his recurve. I don't know if it's the new bow or if it was his old recurve he did when he was doing the Gritty Bowman ones.
Right.
He knew if he aimed with the tip of his arrow, it was 38 yards. So when you're at a 28-yard range, there's a good chance the tip of your arrow is not going to be 20 fucking yards. So right. You're going to miss the target by a lot.
That's true.
And your average recurve is, depending on the model, because, I mean, there are 100-pound recurves out there. But the average recurve a person is going to use is 40, 50 pounds. You know, there are guys that use 60, whatever, but, so if you're trying to aim with the tip of your arrow, you're going to miss the target by a lot because you're aiming real high.
That's true. I don't remember because when I shot the recurve, I don't remember how aiming. I don't know. It was mostly instinct.
I told you to aim at the bottom of the target because we had to find out where that recurve was going to shoot for you.
Yeah.
Plus, which, hand position was going to work better? Was it going to work better for you with one finger on top of the arrow? Or are you going to use all three under the arrow? So it was...
Yeah, it's true.
But, I mean, you shot the recurve technically once for 2 hours, and then we bought you your compound immediately because you're like, okay, I'm doing this. This is great. Let's go.
Yeah, that was fun. I liked it.
And you haven't stopped really shooting in almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
June will be 2 years. We bought it on your birthday.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't seem 2 years, though.
Yeah, June will be 2 years you've been shooting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's ceiling shooters. Just keep your hand off the trigger.
Just follow safety shit.
Keep your hand off the goddamn
trigger.
I know,
I sound like a preachy dumbass, but, keep your finger away from the trigger. If you're shooting a four-finger release or a three-finger hand release, get your damn finger behind your knuckles or something. This way you don't set the thumb trigger off. And
you got to wonder how those people do with, like, crossbows and shit. Walking around with the arrow loaded.
I see all sorts of times where people got an arrow in their foot.
How much of a... to go to the hospital because of that and then have to explain how that exactly happened, you got to feel like a dum-dum.
Wow. Well, some people think it's a great idea to just have a crossbow sitting there with no safety on. I mean, you could have a crossbow loaded and have the safety on and it can't fire. So you're fine. Because a lot of the safeties, they literally put a bar in the way of the string.
Right.
So the string can't fire.
Yeah.
So, there's no, bumping it and accidentally goes off on the newer model crossbows. That's why all these crossbows, they have so much innovation from guns crossing over.
Right.
That, it's for safety, but...
The thing is, that gets me, is that even if you have it loaded and you have the safety on or whatever, even if you don't have the safety on, if that bolt is loaded in the... And by the way, it's called a bolt for a crossbow and arrows for compound. Well, in case anyone didn't know.
It's just they term it...
They just...
The terminology for a crossbow is considered a bolt.
So, if you have that thing loaded, and you know, obviously, if you have a crossbow, you already know what it can do as far as shooting it. What would possess you to possibly walk around with it pointed, like hanging, just kind of chilling, swinging, you know, like carrying it through the woods with it hanging like that? Because obviously it's hanging towards your feet. So you're just kind of chilling with it. Wouldn't you be properly holding it away from you? It's like taking a gun that's loaded without the safety on and just kind of, you know, being all Italian when you talk with it and like waving around in front of someone's face.
That's just it. Like, blame the guinea. Blame the guinea. Yeah. Talking with your hands, swinging a crossbow around like you're a maniac. Yeah.
But seriously, I mean, that goes back to like lack of common sense. It's all lack of common sense. I know there are like small percentages of like if something malfunctions or something goes wrong and you're either loading it or if it goes off and you're raising it or moving it, then whatever. But the other 99% of the time, it's just sheer this lack of common sense. You know, it's stupid.
It's stupidity. That's why most accidents happen. That's why it's called an accident. You're stupid.
Well, no, you can't. No, not all accidents are from stupidity. Not all of them.
A lot of them are.
Well,
both times I got hurt were because of a dumbass I worked with.
Oh yeah, your job you're talking about.
Yeah. So.
That's very dumb. Oh no, I don't know. Well, no, if a malfunction happens as far as
a malfunction happens and you're walking around and you bump the gun and it goes off, it ain't a malfunction, you're a dumbass.
Well, no, I'm back on the crossbow.
Oh, it's still, yeah, okay. You're walking around with a crossbow without the safety on, loaded with the bolt in it, and it goes off, it's your own fault. You're stupid.
Yeah, you know what, I'm not a crossbow fan, so yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think I'll agree with that either way, honestly. I can't.
You know, and if you don't have one of these ones that has the, you know, the safety where if a bolt's loaded, it still can't fire and the you know, the string can't be released, get rid of it. Go buy a new one.
You know, it's funny.
Get the better model.
This is a side note. So I'm thinking, because we have our phones in here all the time with us, I'm wondering what kind of, because the ads that I see pop up on my phone all the time are off the conversations that we start having in the car.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Because now we're doing those road clips, so now our conversations are becoming longer and more detailed with shit.
Okay.
So our ads, you know, and it's funny because we talk about that all the time about the phones.
Oh, my
creating
ads pop
ads
up all the time. When
because
we
were talking about the silicone rings, that our wedding rings, because I don't want Anthony's finger getting ripped off because of a metal ring. So we went with silicone because if he ever gets caught, and plus we do other shit, but mostly because while he's at work, if anything happens, he'll just tear the silicone. It won't tear his finger off.
Yeah,
which is fine. I'll buy another ring. I
won't find,
you know,
my stump on the ground with a gold ring still attached to
it.
Yeah,
I don't want to be married to a stumpy.
Help me.
So, and it's funny because we were just talking about it, and I was the only one who searched it on my phone at that point. It was never searched for on the computer yet. And then I went on the computer to finally look at it, and those ads were popping up.
Yeah.
On the computer for it, which is just fucking weird. But, and we talk about this all the time, and then I happened to listen to, we listened to another show. It's called The Humbug Show.
Which we've also appeared on.
Yeah, we go on his shows too, and it's fun to talk to the guys. And,
yes.
And, he just recently did a show about the cell phones listening in on your conversations.
Yep.
And how they can track you when you're even off Wi-Fi, when you're in airplane mode and shit like that.
Yep. Actually, it does more tracking when the phone is in airplane mode.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's like, oh, shit, they're trying to hide something, so.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yep. So, I mean, if you want to go check out that, I mean, go to the Humbug Show on YouTube. He's got the Humbug Show on Podbean.
Yeah, we always give him a shout out because it's cool people's.
Very insightful. Yeah, and he'll actually show you documents for, you know, the stuff he's talking about. So it's not like he's just pulling shit out of his ass.
Mm-mm.
You know.
But if he likes doing that on his own time, then that's between him and his spouse.
Yes. Yes.
No, we get along with a lot of people as long as you're not an asshole or a retard. There's only room for one retard in this relationship right here. And we just got behind someone who looks like they've been drinking already. Because they're doing...
Where the fuck is the driver?
They're doing 15 in a 25 and they're swerving. Like, hardcore swerving. Wow. Okay, oh, actually, no, on that note, we are coming up to our destination. So, like, again, I have to be stopped because I could just keep rambling on about just stuff. So, until next time, it is Friday, so I guess we will probably hit up a regular episode before a road clip, I think, pretty much.
Probably.
Yes.
We'll probably end up doing our normal episode on Sunday like we always do, and then next week or so when we go back to the range or something, we'll probably do another one of these.
Yes, because the countdown to Total Archery Challenge.
Yep, we still got to get one more pack and a bunch of arrows.
Yes. Okay. I can keep talking. I gotta cut myself off. All right, till next time.